From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Arkansas Congressman Bruce Westerman's Resilient Federal Forests Act passed the U.S. House this week. He's with me on the telephone now. Thanks a lot for your time, Congressman.
Hey, good to be with you, Jacob.
This has been one of your major causes, really, the past few years, trying to pass some significant changes to the way national forests are managed in relation to wildfires. For those unfamiliar with this bill, though, why don't you make the case as it heads to the U.S. Senate?
Yeah, it's all about healthy forests. We've seen the devastating wildfires out west that are really the results of insects and disease infestations that have killed trees. So you've got a lot of standing dead timber that's way overstocked. And then you get a lightning strike or a campfire gets out, and we've seen the devastating effects of that. So what we want to do is use sound scientific-based forest management practices to go in and make these forests healthy and resilient. There's places in the West where the science says the land can support 20 to 30 trees per acre, and they'll have over 1,000 trees per acre. And it's just not a good situation.
Well, this definitely has support among your colleagues in the House. It has opposition from a number of groups like National Parks Conservation Association and Sierra Club. We had some of those voices on earlier this month, but here's a little bit of a long-winded question for you, so here we go.
All right.
What do you make of arguments? Basically, the arguments from these groups is that this isn't so much about wildfires as it is about increasing logging so the Forest Service and timber companies can make money. For instance, the Center for Biological Diversity we had on earlier this month, they said this will do away with lots of environmental assessments and public input for areas up to 30,000 square acres is a line that's used.
Yeah, well, I would say that's an old and tired argument that's helped some of these organizations raise money and create a cause over the years. But there's a lot of mainstream conservation groups, other groups that are supporting my bill. We had in the hundreds of letters of support. If you look how some of the mainstream conservation organizations like the Nature Conservancy manage timber that they're managing, it's the same way essentially as what we're talking about doing on the national forest. This doesn't affect any wilderness areas, doesn't affect any scenic waterways, it doesn't affect any national parks. It's strictly for Forest Service land that has been mismanaged for decades, and we've seen it's almost an inverse graph that as management has gone down, the number and intensity of wildfires has gone up. We set a new record this year on the cost of fighting wildfires that broke over the record in 2015, that broke the record in 2012. This is just common sense. It doesn't bypass environmental, the NEPA process. Every forest on the federal or under the Forest Service has to have a forest management plan. Those forest management plans involve the NEPA process, which involves an environmental assessment and environmental impact statement. What we're doing in the bill is saying when there is an emergency, like a wildfire or an insect infestation, instead of having to go back and do a full environmental analysis review or an environmental impact statement review, the Forest Service has leeway to implement the plan that's been put in place. And many of these plans are put in place by collaboratives who are the stakeholders in the area that spend hundreds and thousands of hours putting these plans together. So there's sufficient public input. We're following the rules. And what we're trying to do is stop some of these extremist groups and attorneys from suing the Forest Service and getting their fees paid from taxpayers through the Equal Access to Justice Act. So if people are really concerned about the environment and the health of the forest, they're sure not showing it when they stop good, sound scientific management practices from being put into place.
It's passed in previous House sessions, but failed to gain enough traction in the Senate at least. Does anything feel different to you this year about the fate of this bill in the Senate?
Yeah, well, another thing we've got going for this bill is the administration wants to see it put in place. So we've got the administration helping to pull it through the Senate while we're trying to push through the Senate. And there are people all over the country that are contacting their senators and encouraging them to bring this bill up for a vote. And also think this issue is important enough. And I've made several trips out west. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we're getting the full picture in the national media just how devastating these wildfires are, how people are having to stay in their homes. This isn't just a forest health issue. It's become a public health issue. And there's a lot of momentum to get this done this year. But again, we're dealing with the Senate, and you know, it may even be something that has to get attached on another bill before the end of the year to get the Senate to get off dead center on it.
Congressman Bruce Westerman, 4th District, Hot Springs. Thanks as always.
Thanks, Jacob.
From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman.